Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
Now, here's a wild and crazy and terribly important topic. It's postpartum and maternal depression. And seriously, Michelle, why aren't more moms talking about this? What's going on out there?
I don't know. There should be more discussion about it because we know there are so many women affected. I was one of them, but I was never diagnosed. And it's very, very tough.
So you suffered silently.
I did.
Is what happened. Well, we have an expert, Dr. Samantha Meltzer Brody, who is associate professor, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and director of the perinatal psychiatry program at the University of North Carolina Center for Women's Mood Disorders. Welcome to Her Radio, Dr. Meltzer Brody, and you are going to help us understand, first of all, what is this postpartum and maternal depression issue all about, and why aren't more moms discussing this? So first, what is postpartum depression?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here. So postpartum depression is a term used to describe the onset of mood and anxiety symptoms that occur soon after childbirth. And postpartum depression is in many ways a very general term because many women will experience lots of anxiety symptoms. So I think the field has moved to thinking about it in terms of postpartum mood and anxiety, but it's very common, impacting at least 1 in 8 women in some shape or form.
That's a lot of women. That's a lot of women. So talk to us about what are the certain women at risk. What women are at risk for postpartum depression?
So all women who give birth are potentially at risk, and it's been this dirty little secret that's been hidden. For many, many years, it wasn't talked about at all. There's lots of shame and stigma about feeling depressed and anxious or not enjoying your baby or feeling terrified of your baby after it's born. And so because of the shame and stigma of mental health issues, many women would be very happy to talk about an emergent C-section or gestational diabetes or a hemorrhage, much more likely to talk about that than they would to talk about feeling depressed or anxious. And it is something that impacts potentially all women. Women with prior histories of depression or anxiety disorders are at higher risk. Certainly if you've had it before, you're at higher risk.
Right.
If you have a family history, you're higher risk. But certainly anyone who's battled depression or anxiety outside of the childbearing period is at increased risk compared to someone who is not.
So why is this issue hardly discussed?
Well, you know, unfortunately, as with so many things related to both mental health and then related to women's health, unfortunately, there are a lot of things that were left behind.
Right.
But thankfully,
we know that.
Yes. You know that better than you know, anyone. Yes. But thankfully, the tide has changed, and over the last decade, there really has been increasing endorsement by most of the professional medical societies, including the American Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Association of Family Medicine Docs, etc. So it really is now something that is being widely talked about. The problem is whether or not your obstetrical provider screens you and whether or not there are good treatment options in your area remains very spotty. So some places at UNC, we have a comprehensive screening program, both in OBGYN, in family medicine, in pediatrics, and lots of different referral options. But there's many places for which there's not much there at all. And
all right, if there's not much out there, then, you know, a lot of women who are listening right now are saying, oh my gosh, what are the symptoms of postpartum depression? Maybe I have them. Can you just, you know, quickly put it out there and tell them what those symptoms are?
Absolutely. So it is very common for most women to feel more emotional after a baby is born. The old-fashioned term has been the baby blues. and people can feel more tearful, more emotional, maybe more likely to cry at a sad commercial. And this is because birth is a very profound as well as exhausting experience, and then you are sent home with this little creature who doesn't sleep very much, right, and doesn't come with a manual. So it's a very profound and exhausting time. But for most women, if the symptoms become severe enough so that you can't sleep even when the baby's sleeping, if you're not able to enjoy the baby, if you're feeling really detached from the baby, if you're having crying spells, if you're feeling terribly anxious and having intense ruminating thoughts, if you're not able to function in your usual way, certainly for people that are having any thoughts of hurting themselves or hurting the baby or having other unusual experiences. But after a few weeks, or at any time if the symptoms are so severe that the mother literally can't function or is having thoughts of hurting herself, that becomes an indication that this is not just an adjustment problem. This is not a new mommy issue. This is something that requires medical intervention.
Yeah.
Michelle, did you have some of this? You said you had postpartum depression. Did you have a lot of these signs and symptoms?
Oh, I did. I did. Plus, you know, I had a bad marriage, too, which didn't help. And I left with my daughter when she was 7 days old. I left, which was how depressed I was. I mean, and I never did sleep, even if she was sleeping. There were a lot of symptoms I had. And I think part of, you know, I think I have to ask you the question, Dr. Meltzer Brody, is, you know, why are the OBGYNs not discussing this before a woman has her baby? I mean, that's a perfect opportunity to have this discussion. Why isn't that happening?
That's a real good question.
Well, I think there is a movement to things going in that direction, and I think there has been much more of an emphasis, not just on the postpartum period, but on what are mood and anxiety symptoms during pregnancy as well. So screening now is occurring in some places throughout pregnancy. And just talking about perinatal mood and anxiety symptoms and disorders in a much more psychoeducational way throughout the entire pregnancy. So you're absolutely right. Waiting until someone is postpartum and then saying, oh, by the way, you should be on the lookout for this, doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And I think to some extent it just wasn't part of the practice pattern at all, and so if people aren't trained to do it, then they don't do it. But there is a movement in that regard, and I think that there are recommendations coming out of, again, all the different medical organizations to change the way we do things. But again,
well,
that
I think that's
that
important,
that
though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as a physician, you know, we're both physicians, you know for a fact that psychiatry and psychological issues were never emphasized in so many of the disease processes. And so it's so wonderful to hear this because it's refreshing, because for crying out loud, we got to get the mind in there. And then at the same time, I think that, you know, Michelle's question is so important, you know, about opening up the conversation. I know that a lot of celebrities like Drew Barrymore have had issues with postpartum depression, and they're really opening up about their struggles. And I think that that's also giving people more permission, especially women,
yes,
to discuss this. And therefore, it becomes, you know, easier to bring it up and avoid any stigma of, you know, I've got some psychiatric, you know, strangeness going on. That this is, when you say 1 out of 8 women, good grief. I mean, this is very, you know, common out there. This isn't some rare, you know, disorder. And women heads up.
No, absolutely. And I think that the more that we can talk about mental health issues like any other medical problem as a society, the better off everyone is going
right
to be. So absolutely.
Right.
The stigma issue, people feel that they're
right
failing, or they
exactly
feel that people
right
would think they were
right
crazy.
Right.
Exactly. Or worse yet,
right,
women
but
would be worried.
But the good news is they're not. We have been talking to Dr. Samantha Meltzer Brody of the University of North Carolina Center for Women's Mood Disorders. Postpartum and maternal depression. Why aren't more moms discussing this? Now we know why. Doctor, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam P. with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, if you're not enjoying your baby, or you have the baby blues, or you can't sleep, you might want to look at postpartum depression if you've just had a child. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.